You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Well, now, it is time. Ready to go. My gosh, that's an on-time start for the 855th day in a row. I'm completely overconfident in my abilities. That is a dangerous thing. That means even the littlest things in the world that mean nothing, a jerk like me will think it's like awesome. What an idiot. What am I doing? It is the 5th of April, 2021. The show comes to you from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio, the Eric St. Show podcast. He didn't care. Begins now.
Good morning. Zaniacs. Here's a man who's usually wrong.
He didn't care.
He doesn't care.
He didn't care.
Here's a man who
eat things that make a billy goat puke.
You're now rocking with the best. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast. And here's your host.
You didn't care.
Eric Zane.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you, buddy. Welcome. Welcome. And hello. Hey. Mama, 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 mama. Ba, ba, ba. Okay, thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here. It's time to get this thing started. Wind it up. Let it go. The show is a daily podcast Monday through Friday, in case you don't know, in case you're new. Probably not likely that you are new. That I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Monday through Friday, right here. Several ways you can get the show, of course. Thank you very much for checking it out. On the live stream, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. A Periscope video on Twitter. By the way, I always mess this up. On Facebook, please share it, like it. That would be awesome. On Twitter, if you could, retweet it with a snarky comment. That's brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Okay. And then on the almighty YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notification. And then thumbs up button. Thank you. That's brought to you by F45 and Byron Center. Just about everything in the show is sponsored. I have been able to eke my way into the podcast space somehow through vastly selling this. If I suck at everything else, the one thing I do not suck at is actually being able to sell this. I never knew I could do that. I've never sold anything in my life, frankly. That's interesting, because when I was in radio, I didn't sell. I was just like the jerk behind the microphone. I'd never, you count on the sales staff to sell it. And so, you know, we'd be there doing our show. And I was fortunate enough in my radio days to be on a show that kind of dominated the market. It was interesting because, you've got, we garnered like 25% of the audience on that show. And then, so there's like 30 other stations that then have to divide up a pie, the remaining 75%. Think about that. One show gets 25% of the audience, and then the rest of these saps have to divide up 75% of the amongst like 30 stations. And that was legit what it was. It's like, oh my God, we have really caught on to something great. This is awesome. So then, but then the sales staff, from time to time, you'd get I just can't sell it. I can't do it. It's, you guys are too controversial. We are? What? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, man. It's occasionally, it wouldn't happen all the time, but you'd hear that occasionally from somebody. You'd get words that, I just can't sell. You heard that shit with Howard Stern all the time. People are like, people don't want to be associated with you. Well, then go find the fucking ones that do. You're not looking hard enough. But anyway, I had heard that time and time again. So then I started doing this podcast and, you know, talk about something that actually would be hard to sell because of the podcast, because, you know, the content every day I'm telling people to go fuck themselves. And it's a podcast, so it's got to be impossible to sell, right? No, it wasn't at all. It was fucking easy. I couldn't believe how easy it was. I was like, yeah, just take the. You're not selling the show. You're selling the audience, jerk. What does that mean? Well, you take all these people and you take this is. Hey, your show's dirty. Who gives a shit? These people don't care, and they want to buy your stuff. So that's it. That's how you do it. Well, I don't know. All right, fuck you then. I'll move on to the next one. So that's basically how it's been for the longest time. So thank you so much. I'm on Instagram as well. It's brought to you by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Eric Zane Show, all one word, on Instagram. Okay. Send me an email. I want to hear from you. You could be the email of the day. We've got a very, very excellent email of the day today from Cole in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'll feature that. He just sent it on the overnight. Thank you, Cole. Well done. Well thought. We'll get to that. Email, send it along on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. I got a dog having a dream right now. You can't hear it, but O'Neill is over my shoulder. You might be able to see him twitching. You know how they twitch like crazy when they're having a dream? Rapid eye movement. He's in REM sleep, and I hear it's hysterical. I love it. I just woke him up. I really should remember at some point to just put a microphone over in that area. In fact, I think I will. I got this other mic here. I'm going to put the mic over there. And then in the event that it happens again, we'll have this. He's awake right now. So, like, you know you're lonely when you actually give your dog a mic. How embarrassing is that? What an asshole. Okay. Okay, where am I? Got all that covered. And, of course, the audio podcast. Download this thing wherever you download podcasts. Apple Podcasts, if you could subscribe, rate, and review. Say something nice. I'd love that. Or not. I don't care. Technically, 5 stars and a review. And subscribing on Apple Podcasts is the best way to move the meter for the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is all about internet points. Internet points, those matter. Those mean something. Okay, we are less than a week away from when I record on Who Are These Podcasts. WhoAreThese.com is where you find everything concerning that show, the podcast, or wherever you download podcasts, whatever. But so this is a show that, unlike mine, actually grows an audience, and dramatically. This dude, Carl, who I've talked about many times, he's been on the show. He just stumbled onto this great concept years ago about reviewing podcasts. And he has revolving door of guest hosts who sit in. And I just asked him one day, I go, okay, can I be on the show? Can I help you review a show? And he goes, yeah, actually you can. Let's do this. So Saturday is going to be the recording. Next Sunday will be the release of the show, and then we'll have at it. I am, God, what is the name of the show I'm reviewing again? I have never heard of it, and but that's okay. That's usually how it goes. Let Me Tell You Podcast with Jamar. So Jamar reviews a lot of things. In the latest episode, Jamar reviewed the new Demi Lovato release and gave his take on it. And then he transitioned into reviewing the new Powerpuff Girls reboot or something like that. And I'm like, what is going on? So we listen to it. We don't discuss it beforehand. And then we will review this podcast. This dude named Andy, who is a regular on the show, will be with us. And then I'm going to review Zumok's latest podcast. That wasn't my idea, by the way. I reviewed it and told Carl that about it and that the guy's lost his mind. And then Carl said, why don't you present this on the show? And I go, okay, I would love to, because Zumok is such a crazy fuck. I would love to highlight this guy and just how crazy this son of a bitch is. I just need to let you know, there is going to be a pee break in today's show. Everything is screwed up today. Okay? I got to sleep in by half an hour. And, you know, you'd think that that would be a good thing, but it's not. It's not because the whole schedule is screwed up. My daughter, Madison, and my wife are gone for the week. They drove to a little resort and are sitting poolside getting manis and petties and all that other girl shit with another friend of Madison's and Madison's pal's mother. So they're there doing that thing. It's just the NFK, the NFK and I doing the bachelor thing here. And so her not being here is really a disaster for me. Because now the routine, it's all about routine. You got to have a routine. So typically every day I wake up, I pack lunches for these two and send them on their way on their normal, on school and day job. And then that's it. But now that's not here. And so as soon as I am such a creature of habit, it's embarrassing. So that means, excuse me, hang on. That means what was a normal routine is a little bit wonky. So I almost... It's just ridiculous. I have less to do, but yet I'm later getting the show done. I didn't have to pack lunches, but somehow I got in here later. That screwed up. That slowed everything down. That meant I could only get one cup of coffee, which normally it's supposed to be two. Holy shit. That's weird for me. And I didn't take a leak. So that means halfway through this show, maybe sooner, I'm going to say, hey, I'll be right back, and then play some stupid music bed, and then I'm gone. I'm just warning you that. That is going to happen. All right. So, ton of stuff coming up today. Let's see. I need to talk to you about the domination in the kitchen again. I had an awkward interaction with a lady at the store I thought was going to stab me in the fucking face. The NFK is even more of a creature of habit that was on display. There's some random clips from baseball games that I wanted to play for you because I found them to be so ridiculously awesome. Okay. NCAA tournament. I have very little to say about the women, but I do have something to say about the women and the men tonight. Talk about that. Some crazy mother decided to, boy, you ever hear about a parent who, like the kids get into some type of drama in the school? And the parents don't let the kid handle it. They, in fact, take it into their own hands. Well, this lady really went to the extreme on this. You're not going to believe this crazy lady. We got some maniac pedophile to talk about. I got an email today. Got an asshole today. I think I know who the asshole today already is going to be based on what I just got done saying. This weekend. Seems like the weekend is supposed to be a time to relax, not for your old pal Eric. It's more like a time to be more busy. And that kind of bugs me because I would love to. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Ah, can't do it. It's stuck. Oh, my body is betraying me. My apologies. Oh, that's the worst. When you got that thing in there, when it actually flies out, it's nearly orgasmic. A sneeze is really incredible. Oh, my God. But when it doesn't, when it actually gets stuck in there, it's absolutely torture. Okay. I saw the Godzilla versus King Kong movie. I think the trailers and the buildup for these films, these stupid, stupid films, better than the actual film itself, because there's no way this is going to be a good film. I know that going in, but I love the genre. I absolutely love the genre. When I was it's so nostalgic to me because when I was a little boy, it would always be a big thing on to watch one of the old school Godzilla movies that they would show on Channel 20 or Channel 50 in Detroit. And or maybe frickin' Gamera or something like that. And oh, my God, Ultraman, Johnny Sacco and his flying robot, the whole genre. Love it. So here I am, 50-year-old man, going to be 51 in July. And when I see these things, I'm like, oh, man, I got to see that. I got to see that. And I'm always excited about it. And so But, you know, it's still, these are shitty, shitty movies. This is the shittiest movies ever made with the biggest loser actors and actresses that have ever, ever done the craft. They're absolutely horrible. You've never heard of them before. You'll never hear of them again. Absolute losers in this one. What they spent on all the computer graphics and the animation, they did not make, they save money with basically a hodgepodge of people off the street that you have never heard of in your life. Just wall-to-wall losers. Now, some of you who have, you know, maybe a little bit more knowledge and, you know, about acting might recognize these people. I didn't recognize a one of them. Occasionally, you'll see a pretty good actor in a monster movie. I think Sam Jackson was in that Kong Skull Island. There's a one guy who's in this Godzilla versus Kong movie who you'll recognize. If you ever saw the film, what's the one with Jordan Wall Street guy who he eats the fucking lewds and then he wrecks the Ferrari, and then Jonah Hill, he's wrapping the phone cord around his neck. And then DiCaprio and Jonah Hill, they're fighting in the Margot Robbie. She's hot as hell in this film. I think she shows her vagina at one point. What's that movie called? To Live and Die in L.A.? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Wall Street. Fuck. Help me out here. What is the name of that movie? Is anybody in it? Can anybody help? Wolf, shit, Wolf of Wall Street, son of a bitch. Anyway, the cop in Wolf of Wall Street who goes on the boat with that other, he's an FBI guy, I guess, he's trying to, would you say that again exactly like you just said? And then DiCaprio looks over his shoulder, and he's no, I didn't technically say that. Why don't you get the fuck off my boat? And then he like throws the lobsters at him, and it's that guy. That guy who says, would you say that again? He's in this movie. He's the only guy that you recognize. And he's a shitty actor too. He's horrible. The guy stinks. So he has gotten to this embarrassing spot in his career when he's in the fucking Godzilla versus Kong movie. I mean, it's a real catastrophe. He's in this, and this movie stunk. Oh my God, was it so bad. This movie is so bad that while I'm watching it, first of all, you're not going to believe this, but hang on. When I am so triggered by animals in distress, this is going to sound so stupid. I am so triggered by animals in distress that, to a lesser extent, Godzilla, but definitely when I see Kong suffering or hurt or bitten or something like that, I get stressed out and anxious. I'm like, oh, no, you can't do that to him. He's a monkey. And I'm like worried. It's really, really bad. And that's just like when you guys send me stories about even if it has a good ending of someone who did something terrible to an animal or something like that. And then this animal that was abused found a new home or something like that. I can't even open it up. I can't even get the details of it because it's getting worse. So it's so bad that when I see Kong, something bad happens to Kong, I'm pissed. So I cannot stand Godzilla in this movie when he's trying to shoot his radioactive laser breath at Kong. So, you know, I'm going to spare you the details of what's going on in this movie. Just know that it's garbage. The fight scenes are I kind of just bumped through after about half an hour of real life. I mean, this movie's like 2 hours long, and I started it way too late on Friday night, so then I'm like, this is stupid. I don't need to watch the dialogue of this shit show. I know what the fuck's going to happen. So I just bounce ahead to the fights, watch the fights. Okay, good. And then there's a plot twist that happens, And then there's the end of the movie, more fighting. I'm not going to ruin it for you. If you do want to watch this movie, just know if you like the genre, you'll probably like it. But it's shitty. It's horrible, horrible movie starring guy from Wolf of Wall Street, who I don't know who the fuck he is. I think somebody said Kyle Chandler. Okay, I guess. There you go. By the way, Wolf of Wall Street, one of the greatest of all times. Man, I don't think there's a film that Leonardo DiCaprio does that I don't like. I mean, my gosh, this guy is just incredible. Kind of a man crush. I just rewatched Shutter Island the other day. Oh, great, great fucking movie. Oh, my God. I also saw a film. I went to a theater with Jacqueline and Justin on Saturday. Okay. And we saw that Bob Odenkirk is in a new movie. Another one of my favorite actors. Great guy, too. Had the pleasure back in the radio days of being able to speak with him. And he's really fun to talk to. Nice, nice guy. And, you know, I was talking just the other day about TV shows and how Breaking Bad for the longest time to me was set the high watermark for favorite TV shows. But I think there are two now that have moved past it. I think right now my favorite show, and I think there's one season remaining that eventually will come out, and that is Better Call Saul, which stars Bob Odenkirk as Saul, who's this is the prequel to Breaking Bad. It is so damn good. It's my all-time favorite right now. Followed by Ozark. Ozark is a great show, okay? Great, great show. I think it has, because Breaking Bad, there was actually some parts on that of that show where I'm like, God, enough. Okay, I get it. I get it. There was just moments in that show that I was like, yeah, it's great. I love it. But I sure wish this wasn't happening. So, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, Odenkirk is in this new film called Nobody. And the synopsis says a couple of thieves break into his house, try to rob him. He gets in the middle of the robbery, and he has the drop on one of the bad guys and doesn't knock the bad guy out. The son is witness to that. The son thinks he's a huge pussy. So you're thinking, oh, man, this is great. And he's got this really boring life where he just goes to work, drinks coffee. He's an auditor at some machine shop. He wants to buy the place, but it's just he lives a boring life, and everybody's kind of judging him because he's such a pussy when it comes to. But what you don't know is that he eventually gets to a point where he snaps, and he has a set of skills that we didn't know of. He is there's a lot that you don't know about Bob Odenkirk's character, okay. And that's where I'm going to leave it right there when it comes to the synopsis of the film, because I want you to see it. I want you to enjoy it, okay? It's all you need to know. Just say this. This is a probably outside of some of Tarantino's earlier films, one of the more violent movies you will ever see in your entire life. It is awesome violence. And it is, I don't really want to call it a thriller. It's more like a cartoonish dark comedy. The darkest comedy, but boy, is it fucking funny and dark and violent. You will like this movie. It's only an hour and 33 minutes. I cannot commit to telling you to see Kong versus Godzilla. That is a fucking abortion that I loved. It is awesomely shitty. Awesomely shitty in scope. All of those movies are. So unless you're an absolute asshole like me, do not see Kong versus Godzilla. This movie is a shit show. Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, is pretty damn good. You will be entertained. This is worth a trip to the theater, in my opinion. There you go. That's your Zane Show podcast, pop culture, movie reviews right there. Okay. So, this is what I mean about being busy, because Saturday I slept in a little bit. No, not really. Got up, got going. I had to publish the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which was like a 2-hour show the night before. That was great fun. published that. And then I had to go hang out with Jason for a little bit. And then I'm taking care of the dogs, too. I can't trust the NFK to let the dogs out, okay? We don't want that. We don't want the dogs to get let out and then the dogs escape. And then the NFK, Penguin Stein, trying to chase them through the neighborhood. That would be a bad, bad thing. So I keep having to come back. I can't really do a whole lot too far away. So then I take the dogs for a walk, do my thing, plan Easter dinner. More about that in a second. And then, okay, off to see this film. But Saturday night is Easter Vigil, okay? Now, this is, whatever. You practice your faith and whatever. There's, like, important high points. For me, it's not Easter morning. It's the Easter Vigil. That is the Catholic Super Bowl. Now, this is the first time that I don't think I went to Easter Vigil Mass last year. This year, obviously, I did. So this is Father Collins' only second Mass. I didn't go to the first one. He's relatively new to our parish. He's only been there a year and a half or so. Now, I'm used to a certain way the Mass goes. And on Easter, it's typically 3.5 hours. You do, like, 7 readings before the gospel. Typical Mass, it's 2 Old Testament, New Testament, one of the gospel passages. Easter, you're doing 7. It's long. And there's actual people getting baptized and confirmed and First Communion. And there's a lot of incense, which I love the smell of incense. There's a lot of sprinkling people with water. There's a lot of songs. It's a lot of kneeling, a lot of standing. This is the big one. This is roll away the stone. Here we go. Let's save the world, baby. So, you know, I mean, that's how it goes. You signed up for this. So I when I'm watching the movie, I'm like, maybe I'll blow it off this year. Maybe I'll. And then I'm like, I get home from the film at 8 p.m. Mass starts at 9 p.m. In total darkness. Everybody's got a candle when you start and you light it up. Light up the world. But it's 8 o'clock. I go, fuck, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it. Hey. What? It's me, the devil. What do you want? Don't go to Mass, you asshole. No, I'd feel terrible. I'm going to go. Nah. There's TV shows to watch, you dickhead. There's porno to look at. And a penis that needs pounding. No, seriously, man. It's the Easter Vigil. I gotta make this happen. I understand where you're coming from. I know you got a job to do, but at the end of the day, I gotta focus on what's right. I know, but look at you. You look like shit. You haven't shaved. Your hair is a mess. You haven't showered. It's gonna be terrible. Everybody's gonna laugh at you because you're so fucked up. Yeah, I know. In fact, that actually is on my mind. I think what I'll do is I'll just skip the shower, skip the shaving. I'm wearing a mask, devil, so I can't. It's no big deal. You're an asshole. Just stay home. Don't worry about it. You can go. You can always go tomorrow. Yeah, that's not the same, man. The vigil is really big. It's just, I like being part of the community in the parish. They think you're an asshole. They know you do this stupid podcast and swear like an idiot. You're kind of a dick. Nah, I'm going. Fuck you. All right. I'm out of here. I'm going to the next guy. That's a conversation I had in my head. Threw on a nice shirt that is a little bit too tight. Put on my dumb mask. Off I go. Packed house. When I say packed, at our parish, they're super strict about a lot of space between people, every other row, and there must be like 6. I mean, they're very, very good about it. So, you know, as packed as we can be, considering, you know, this whole nonsense that we're dealing with right now. But it was good to see everybody there. I got in there, sat down, did my thing. But Father Collin, he has changed it up. There's a lot of the Bible verses that were sung before. They don't do that now. They just read them, which shortens the time. And we didn't go through all of those readings, like I said, with Father Ron back in the day. It was considerably short. It was like 2 hours and 5 minutes. I felt kind of ripped off. I was like, oh, man. Usually we're out of here at like 12:30 in the morning on Easter morning. Usually goes well past midnight. And with the pandemic, typically after Mass, you then head into this adjacent Shepherd's Hall, and it's loaded down with cakes and brownies and cookies and pudding. And oh my gosh, it's just a sugar coma. You just, let's party and eat all this punch, you know, and no booze. And then you go home, but the pandemic, you can't do that shit anymore, man. Damn it. That's part of the reason why I did it. I was like, devil, look, I'm going to go get the treats after. You asshole. There's a pandemic going on. Don't you know what the fuck you're talking about? There's not going to be any treats there, you idiot. All right, got it done. Walked in there, and I looked to my left, and I see all the people. And there's the cantor walks up to this little, like, podium, and then they, like, will sing the psalms and stuff like that. And you got a lady and a dude, and the dude, I think I knew who he was, but I wasn't sure. I'm pretty sure I'd never seen him before. I think we hired a team to sing, okay? I'd never seen the lady before, so the lady and the dude get up there. The guy is, okay, he's wearing a kilt. He looks like the type of guy who plays rugby. He's about 4'3", but built like a brick shithouse. He looked like Puck from Alpha Flight. If anybody knows that reference, you must send me an email. Eric@ericzaneshow.com if you got that reference. I will say nothing more. Other than that, he looked like Puck from Alpha Flight. Okay. He's wearing the kilt. 4'3", and I'm thinking he was about 350 pounds, and he wasn't fat. How is that even possible? The guy is built like a brick shithouse, and he's got a kilt, the white socks, the black, pulled way up to his knee, looks kind of hot, black shoes, these black type of dress shoes on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And he's got the people who wear kilts. They have like that almost like that shield or crest that's hanging as part of their belt. And my God. And then he had a suit coat on, and he could barely fit in the thing. It was like, that scene where Chris Farley gets in the too small coat or whatever. And then his hair is like enormous. You're like in Thor when he had the long hair, and this gigantic hair, but it's in a braid that goes from his forehead all the way back down. But a thick braid, a gigantic big braid, thicker than the rope that you used to climb in gym class all the way to the ceiling. It looks like that, going all the way down the center of his head, down the back, to the middle of his back. I'm like, what is this guy? Is this a pro wrestler or something like that? That's what he looked like. Like, holy shit, look at this guy. He's really made up. So I'd never seen him before, and I'm like, I was just in awe at the getup on this dude and the physical stature. I'm pretty sure this was an alien. There are no people that actually exist in the world that look like this. This guy, and he sang like a fucking songbird, too. Incredible. Mass was great. Everybody was happy. Went home, into bed. Off we go. What a night. Sunday, more on that in just a second. This show is brought to you by key sponsors all over the place. Thank you to them. We got A&E Heating and Cooling. My God, 616-516-8579. If you have any trouble with your heating and cooling setup, call on A&E Heating and Cooling, okay? We're starting to get to the point in time where we're going to be talking about air conditioning tune-ups. You must see Joe Martinez twice a year if you are in West Michigan. Wants to get the furnace fired up, wants to get the air conditioning fired up, especially that air conditioning, man. It's outside. It's probably a squirrel that built a nest in it. If you just flip it on and go, especially if he's been gnawing on the wires. You're going to take out the whole mouse family or the squirrel family, and you're going to damage your thing. Have Joe take a look at it before you fire it up. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Gift of Life Michigan. Thank you to them. I'd like you to go to Gift of Life Michigan's website. You can get to my personal page, in fact, by clicking on the Gift of Life Michigan logo at ericzaneshow.com and fill out the donor registry information. Then you're all set. April 7th is National Living Donor Day. Living donation, a little bit different, you know, because you're alive. But the average person is going to wait years and years and years for a kidney of someone who donated it after they pass. So baby Jesus, he said, all right, I'm going to give you two kidneys. You only need one. So why don't you have the second one and keep it and hold on to it for someone who needs it at some point, and then you're going to give it to somebody. That's the way I describe it to people. You just don't need that second one. I'm living proof. I gave mine away on December 2nd, and I forget that I even did it because it was so not a big deal. If you've ever considered that, National Kidney Foundation, they have all the information you need, and you can also find it at Gift of Life Michigan. Thank you to them. And the one kidney that I have is sure doing its job because Eric's got to go tinkle. Hang on. Before I do that, though, Cornhole America, online at cornholeamerica.com. Okay. A lot of people are doing their thing around their house, around the campfire. They want a set of cornhole boards. If you go to the store, whatever, Meijer, Walmart, and buy one of those dumpy ones off the shelves, and you pay $45 for it, it will be broken by the time you finish. The shit will be flying out of the bags. When you play, the thing lands on the board. It doesn't move. It doesn't slide at all. They're garbage boards, okay? And you're absolutely getting roped. Do not do that. Buy a set of Cornhole America cornhole boards. Now, if you buy the kind that just say Cornhole America on them, okay, those are about $150. You can buy them at cornholeamerica.com, anywhere in the USA. And it's going to last forever. High quality, the same type of board that the pros play on for cornhole. Cornholeamerica.com. If you want something of your own design put onto it, you can put anything onto a set of cornhole boards, okay? You can put a still from Two Girls, One Cup on a set of cornhole boards if you want. You can put a still of Two Girls, One Cup, I don't know why I'm focusing on that, onto the bags. They can make the bags custom too. That's going to cost you just a little bit more. Get all the details at cornholeamerica.com. Getting married, you want the initials of the newlyweds on the board. You got an outdoor wedding. People are looking for fun stuff to do. Maybe have a drink, a smoke, play some cornhole, your wedding party. You got a few set of boards there. Everybody's dancing, having a good time. Your nice outdoor summer wedding. Cornholeamerica.com. It's a great idea. It's a great gift idea. Remember them. Cornholeamerica.com. Okay. I think I'm going to hold off. The bladder can hold off for just a little bit longer. Sorry about that. So happy Easter to you. I hope that you celebrate Easter with a little more than just an Easter egg hunt and a freaking Easter basket for the kids. Yes, it is an absolutely religious holiday. If you don't, that's okay too, but God bless you. Easter, huge. Okay, so Jackie says to me, Dad, what are we going to do for Easter dinner? And I go, I don't know. Are you coming over? She goes, well, yeah. Now, my daughter, Jackie, is super, super family-oriented. She's like all about it. And she loves the food I cook. As you know, I am. She actually said to me, she goes, Dad, I'm not even going to call you a cook anymore. I go, why is that? She goes, I'm going to call you a chef. I go, well, that is wonderful. That is why Zaniac Dirk sent me the chef's hat. Thank you, buddy. And thank you, Jackie. And you're right. All I do is make the food and then people just smile. That's all there is to it. And you remember earlier in the week, the idea about shish kebab bar when Diana said, oh, no, we don't have time. Turns out she was right because I had forgotten how long it takes to make shish kebab bar. Okay, I really did. And you're like, what do you mean? Well, okay, first of all, you have to by hand make marinades. Okay, you need to make marinade for the beef. You need to make marinade for the chicken. You need to make marinade for the shrimp. okay? And without getting too into the marinade, I mean, you're getting a little bit of, what do you call it, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and then other ingredients to do what marinade is supposed to do. The food is cut up into one-inch squares, the beef, the chicken, and then you got whole big-ass pieces of raw shrimp. Okay. So a lot of choppy. The one thing that's consuming is the freaking zesting. For the chicken, it's got to taste, it's got to have a citrus. It's a citrus type of tarragon marinade. So you got to zest a lemon, a lime, and an orange. So the outside of the orange, you got to take and rub it on a cheese grater, and then what falls off and goes in the thing, you know, you're going to get like an eighth of a cup of what they describe as zest off of those citrus fruits, you know. You dump that into your oil and all that for the marinade, man, and then you got to squeeze the lemon juice and the orange juice and the lime juice into there. Off you go. Salt, pepper, whatever other spices. Boom. Marinate. 2 hours. Okay, then you got to cut up what appears to be every vegetable under the sun. It's got to be colorful. Multicolored peppers. Green, yellow, red, orange. Cut up those peppers. Onions. Eighthed. So you got quartered, and then each of the quarters get cut in half, and then you got to be careful they don't like fall apart because they're layers, because you're going to stick the skewer, the bamboo skewer in there, and then get all the layers in there so you can cook the damn onion appropriately, damn it. And so all of that stuff. You got to buy these little potatoes, and then you got to boil them. That takes more time. And they got to be fully cooked, and then people put the potatoes, which are already cooked, onto the skewer, and then grilling adds another flavor element to the potato. Really fantastic. Holy crap. Not to mention the cherry tomatoes, the mushrooms, and then all of the vegetables on your skewer get basted with a balsamic vinegar and olive oil blend with salt and pepper in it. And then, holy crap, make sure that the bamboo skewers are soaked in water for at least an hour before you do any of this. Because if you don't, and you put this stupid wood skewer on your grill, you know what's going to happen? It's going to fucking catch on fire and everything's going to be fucked. So don't be an asshole and screw this up. Okay, hot grill. So hot, I do charcoal. I put so much charcoal in the grill, and then I put the lid on it. You know the thermostat on the thing? It says like 650 on it, okay? It's so hot. Put all this food on there, all these skewers. This is going to take tops 7 minutes, okay? Put the lid on that thing so it doesn't flame up. 3.5 minutes, lid off. You got to use the tongs because anything over that, those coals, you're going to just smoke your hand. Flippy, lid, done. That's it. She demanded cheesy potatoes too. I don't know. I, of course, can do that because I'm freaking great. And then she says to me, hey, can Molly and Cam come over? I go, yeah, I think so. I think we'll have enough. When are you coming over? And that in the other room, the NFK is hearing this interaction. And he hears me say, well, yeah, we'll eat around, I don't know, I'm guessing 6:15, 6:30. And I hang up. And then the NFK, he says, what time they coming over? Shit, fuck. I go, I don't know. I don't know what time they're coming over. And he goes, well, I got to eat, man. I got to eat. I mean, come on, dude. Starts flapping his arms, doing this. This is another thing. He does this thing. I don't know what this means. Well, I got to eat, dude. He always sounds annoyed with me. Really fucking annoyed. Here I am. I'm making him an Easter Sunday shish kebab meal with fucking a great, what do you call it? Marinated steak, chicken, and shrimp. He's going to eat like a fucking king. And he's such a fucking creature of habit. Well, I got to eat, man. 5:30 is dinner time for me. Flappy. Hands snapping motion like a fucking duck, fuck shit, middle finger. And I'm like, what, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to go because you're such a creep. Yeah, this is what I got to do. I got to eat at 5:30, finish the Hot Pockets, take a shit immediately after, forget to clean the toilet. And I'm like, holy shit, the fucking nerve of this guy. He's busting on me because it's not ready at his exact dinner time. I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm not waiting on you hand and foot, you fucking fuck. Holy shit. And I'm like, and I just look at him. I go, you do what you got to do, man. If there's leftovers, you can have it, I guess. But I don't know what to tell you. Ah, shit, fuck, shit, son of a bitch, motherfucker. And I'm like, okay, so all of that. And then he does not at any one point get up and grab the Mugu Gai Pan or the Hot Pockets or the Hungry Man Hungry Bowls and heat it up. He doesn't do that. And I'm like, well, what is he doing? Why did he put me through all of that shit if he's not even going to fucking eat? So I had no idea. The pals come over of Jackie and Justin, and they were nice. And then I impressed the shit out of them because we had all this food and they ate like kings and queens. And the NF guy go, Kevy, do you want to eat? Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, why didn't you do that? What goes on in your brain that we have those conversations? And I go, okay, what do you want on it? Chicken. I go, okay, great. We got chicken, but there's all of this shit that I cut. What else do you want? Everything. Everything? Yeah. Okay. Build him a skewer, cook it up. He has a whole plate of food. He doesn't eat with us. He eats over in front of the TV, but I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? All right. Huge success. I got a suggestion. It was described to me, though, as a job in a job. Bleeding Heart Brian, he goes, you should take these recipes and make one-minute TikTok videos. People would love them. They love this shit all the time. And he's right. I should. I go, I wish I had the time. I just don't have the time to do that shit. I barely have time to do anything. And he goes, yeah, it's a job within a job, isn't it? I go, it absolutely is. I'd actually enjoy that. I wish I had time because, you know, what you got to do is you have to shoot video of every moment, okay? That is key. And so for the amount of time it would take to, let's say I decided to make shish kebab again for the family, and I did actually video it. Getting the camera and all that positioning it would add to the time of it, but it takes probably about 3 hours from beginning to end of process to make the shish kebab. So Dinah was right. It does take time. So then you shoot all that video. That's going to make it a little longer because you're moving the camera and stuff like that. Then making the video is even more time. Oh, fuck, I just wish I had the time. Damn it. Getting to this point, though, all right, to make this Easter dinner, I'm in Meijer. Now, my Meijer is being redone, and they're constantly moving shit. Like, baked goods is in one spot 1 week, it's in another spot another week. It's been relatively consistent lately, but I too often can't find shit, okay? So for the longest time, I'm looking for some oil and some spices. I asked some guy, and he goes, oh, it's right there. I go, thank you so much. And all he had to say was, aisle four. And I go, you're the man. You are the man. And that was a breath of fresh air, because just prior to that, I'm walking through the store, and all I need is a bag of shrimp for the frickin' shish kebab. And it's not, the area is completely ripped apart. It's not anywhere where it was. And I'm looking and I can't find it. Now there's a lady in produce and she's got a big box of head lettuce and she's dumping it onto the lettuce. And it looks like she's kind of stressed because a couple of the heads of lettuce roll off and land on the ground. And now it's hard to find an employee, but I found her, and as I'm approaching her, you ever like walk up to someone and within half a second of the interaction starting, you realize you're fucked, okay? There hasn't really been any information exchanged other than visual. I go, hey, how are you, ma'am? I have a question for you. And she, the body language of defeat and disgust is so vivid. I'm like, oh, no, I'm dead. And she's a little thing. She's a little petite. It wouldn't surprise me if she's addicted to meth or crack or something like that. She looks to be all skin and bones, you know, and just looks like life has just dealt her a shitty hand and she's going to kill a big-nosed Armenian on Easter Sunday. And she looks at me like, you son of a bitch. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I know what's coming. I know this is going to be ugly. And I was right. It was. Because I said, ma'am, I'm lost. Can you tell me where I can get a bag of frozen shrimp? Now, if she says where it is, to me, that's an upset. If she says anything else that's going to make this a longer process, that is to be expected. She says, you walked right past it. And, you know, this is the new Eric. This is medicated Lexapro or Celexa or Citalopram, whatever you call it, Eric. I recognize these as opportunities to see if I can somehow win this person over. I did not. The goal is to get her to smile. So when she goes, you walked right past it. I go, of course I did. You know, I'm a dummy. Perfect. That's exactly what I expected. You know, I'm just not looking. Yeah, my mother told me, I'm trying to like anecdote my way through it, you know, hoping that she'll go, ha, ha, no problem, it's over here. But no. So I'm doing all that. And I go, of course. Can you point me in the right direction? She doesn't. She says, as the heads of lettuce are rolling around, and I'm picking them up for her and putting them back. And she's like picking, her teeth are all falling out of her head. I'm like, oh, shit, this lady is on crack. And she goes, well, which way did you walk over here? So we're doing a puzzle. She says, my first, you walked right by it and follow your steps. So I go, okay, all right. I went over there and then I walked around. I didn't see it and I was over there and then I was in pet food and I haven't seen it. She goes, follow me. But she's still putting the lettuce on. So I'm standing there while she's putting the lettuce on, and she's not moving. There's no following because she's not walking. She's putting all the lettuce on there. And I'm like, oh, and then I go, you can tell me, you know, you can just tell me. This is the second time at first I said, point me in the right direction. Then I said, you can just tell me it's, I mean, I can, if you tell me the old, go down here, make a right, or it's on this wall. I can visualize it, but no, I'm stupid. She, starts walking and I'm following her and we get to the end of produce. If you've ever been to the Jennison Meyer, you know where the fresh mushrooms are. Well, now you need to know that on the end cap, right across from the cheese is another freezer now where the frozen fish is. And she just walks by it and, I'm right behind her. And so I see her, the back of her head and her little crack-infused body. And she doesn't say, here you go, sir. As she passes it, she puts up a thumb like she's hitchhiking and goes, there it is, and walks into the swinging fucking doors to go get more lettuce or whatever. I'm like, you fucking sick bitch. I hope you get fucking... No, I don't want to say it. So I turn around. There's the food. I get the food. That was it. But I wanted to swear at her, wanted to be mean. I wasn't. I was thinking it. You should have kicked her in the back, asshole. That's what I would have done. No, I'm not going to do that. A lot of appearances by Devil Eric today. All right, so the food was awesome. Okay, listen to this. Baseball game yesterday. There's a guy for the Tigers named Akil Badu. 22-year-old rookie. And this is his first game. The Tigers ended up losing. They were up 3-1 after this moment. But this, I was pissed off that they blew it because it started out really, they won their first two games of the year. Akil Badu, 22-year-old rookie. His mom and dad are in the stands. First at bat, first game, everybody's nervous. Let's see how the rookie's going to do. The guy throws the ball. The first pitch, he swings on the first pitch. Son of a bitch. Look.
And you couldn't do it. First pitch swinging. Deep left field. Way back. Storybook home run.
How about that, Shep? You know, I saw Eddie Rosario do that for the Twins in his very first at-bat. And Akil Badu, you know, I saw Eddie Rosario do that
his
for
mom and dad.
The Twins in his very first at-bat. And Akil
Look
Badu,
at this guy.
He did it just like you scripted it. AJ tells him, don't let off the pedal. He goes up there.
Okay, so now if you're watching on the live stream, you saw that. And I'm going to back it up here because there's something spectacular about when somebody really, really gets a hold of one. Now, he goes opposite field on it. I always like it when they pull it, but this is still really fantastic. And just the crack of the bat as you see this thing go. My gosh, does that thing take off like a bat out of hell. Wow. Look at that. Absolutely fantastic. That was a spectacular moment there, man. Really, really great. Everybody's is mom and dad. Can you imagine if you're there to see your kid and you watch that all unfold his first at bat, all you're hoping is that the kid, you know, doesn't make an ass out of himself, you know, doesn't like, pop it out or foul out to the catcher or something like that. Or, you know, hit a shitty one and then he trips running out of the box or something like that. That's all you're hoping for. That was awesome. That was absolutely great. I've got another one I want to play for you, and I'll have video for you, too, for those that are watching the live stream. And this one is a guy that I don't know a ton about baseball. The guy's name is Shohei Ohtani. And what's interesting about Shohei Ohtani is he is a true two-way player. Typically in baseball, the pitcher cannot hit. They always, because all they do is pitch, and they can't hit. They're just shitty at batting. So in the National League, the pitcher has to hit. He always bats last. He sucks. It's just an easy out. The American League, there's a designated hitter. Well, this guy, Shohei Ohtani, is a 26-year-old guy from Japan. He was the Rookie of the Year in the American League in 2018 for the Anaheim Angels or Los Angeles Angels. He underwent, but he's their pitcher. He's a pitcher. And when he's not pitching, he's a designated hitter. He's really, really an excellent hitter. His rookie year, I think he was like 4-2 on the year. He had some soreness in an elbow, but he hit 22 home runs. And so this is very, very rare as far as I understand it. And so in this game last night, Sunday Night Baseball, he's the starting pitcher, so they opt not to use a designated hitter, the Angels, and just bat this guy, which just does not happen. But he crushes. He's a giant. He's like 6'4", 225 pounds. He's a big dude, Shohei Ohtani. They call him Showtime. In the first inning, he's pitching, and I'll show it to you on the live stream right now. Shohei Ohtani is pitching in the game. And he throws the ball, if you see in the sequence, he lets it go, and he throws it 101 miles an hour, okay? And so in this particular frame here that we're showing, it's just they're going through talking about how hard this guy throws, Shohei Ohtani. You can see the guy's as big as a house. Watch that. You see that look? He's like, oh, here we go, motherfucker. He throws the change at 92 miles an hour. This guy thinks he's getting the heat. He does, and he's look how far ahead this guy is when he looks like an asshole, this Eaton guy. All right, so that's that. Then you go to the bottom half of the inning. Ohtani is up to bat. Watch this. Oh my God. Did you see him turn on that fucking ball? Son of a bitch. He hit it out. They described it, okay, at 115 miles an hour as it left the stadium as he hit that thing. Look at this. Look at him get on this thing. I have never. It's always spectacular. Watch him pull it. It's just, oh my gosh, fuck you. Oh shit. This is how it sounded.
First pitch swinging.
Oh! And first pitch crushing! Did you hear the resonance when he hit that ball?
First pitch swinging.
Oh! And first pitch crushing! Oh, man! Lean into it! That was awesome. I loved that so much. You know, it's stuff like that that makes me love baseball. I've been watching something online. There's a guy, it's on YouTube. If you search out John Boy Media, not John Boy, John Boy, J-O-M-B-O-Y. And John Boy is really, really good. He focuses on all sports, but with a stronger emphasis on baseball. I watch a lot of these clips of John Boy. And he, what he does is he'll watch a clip like that and break it down, and he's really good at it. And so I've been watching a lot of baseball clips, and I'm like, fuck, there's a lot of, he covers a lot of the nuances of the game that I would never be able to pay attention to because I don't follow it. But man, he does, and it's making me kind of like be really interested all over again. So I just wanted to share that because that was fucking great. Schaefer says he's 6'4", 225, and he's Japanese. I know. Try to unload some Asian hate on that guy. He's going to kick the shit out of you. Matt Miner says he got clobbered in a play at the plate later on in the game. Yeah, I saw that too. I guess he's okay, but they were worried about him. But really, really just fantastic. Yeah, and he had to undergo that Tommy John surgery. And so they were worried about him, but I guess he's recovered. If he's throwing 101 miles an hour and still crushing home runs like that, just that sound when he hit that ball.
First pitch swinging.
Oh, and first pitch crushing! And this guy, oh, the second he hit it, he knew it was gone. My God. Okay. So there's that. All right. Thanks again to the key sponsors helping this show stay afloat. F45 Byron Center, Michigan. You want to get a workout in, that's where you go. F45training.com/Byron Center. They are the best. If you're in and around that area, you will get an amazing workout at F45. And you can get 1 week free, okay? How about that? 1 week free. I really encourage you to do that. Go to F5training.com/Byron Center. Fill out the little form there, and then off you go, a week free. And then you can try it out. You're going to love it. You're going to be so happy. And then you're going to want to sign up, and you're going to be living your best life, as they say. And get it in shape, heart, lungs, strength, balance. That's something entirely different. Balance, mental. You feel so much better when you work out. You just do. F45 in Byron Center. Okay, Horizon Hydroponics. If you're growing, you need Horizon Hydroponics. Is your idea of growing your garden just, grabbing the plants from the nursery, throwing them in the ground, and spraying them with Miracle-Gro? There's a little bit more to it than that, okay? You got to be worried about the pests outside, how to safely make sure that what you're putting in the ground to keep the pests away is the right materials so that you don't harm the plants. Whatever it is that you're growing. Now, in Michigan, nowadays, gardens are, tomatoes, cucumbers, green peppers, and cannabis. Maybe some sunflowers. Michigan, the greenest state in the union. So whatever you're planning on growing, make sure Horizon Hydroponics is part of that. They are the experts. They've been doing it since before it was cool. H-O-R-I-Z-E-N-H, hydroponics.com. H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, hydroponics.com. Online, if you spend $250 or more, the shipping is free anywhere in the United States. And online, use the coupon code ZANESHOW at checkout. That'll save you 10%. You can also call them before you make your online order and ask them about whatever it is that you want to ask them about, their expertise, pick their brains. It's all on the website, horizonhydroponics.com. Or drop into the brick-and-mortar stores where it smells awesome inside of there. They're playing the Grateful Dead or the Allman Brothers. Maybe some fish. on Alpine in Grand Rapids, the Growers Outlet in Byron Center, Lansing and Kalamazoo for Horizon Hydroponics. All right. I'm thinking about doing the refi thing. It might be time for you to do that. You called up on the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. I was just looking at the percentage rate on my mortgage. There was a time when I was like, oh, man, I am just killing it. I got this 3.85% mortgage. Okay, and then I've been telling you you can get a mortgage for as low as 2%. Now, I honestly, I don't think my credit is good enough to get me down to the really, really rock bottom interest rate, but I think I can drop it down a point. I think I can take a point off. And if I can take a point off, you know, that is huge savings on the mortgage. You know, a lot of people, it's like out of sight, out of mind. They pay their mortgage, they pay their mortgage, they pay their mortgage. Take a look at your interest rate. You could be saving tons of cash. Call Mario, 231-332-6505. I also want to stress that if your credit is in the shitter, that is okay. First of all, it's not going to be there forever. You can turn that around. It might be because bankruptcy, divorce, you suck with money or something else, whatever. That doesn't mean you can't get a home. Now, you're going to get a dog loan, okay? Like, much higher than 3.85%. But if you can swing it, you're not paying a slumlord anymore. You're paying on your own home. And then after a year and a half of paying on time on that, and you better pay on time, then you can upgrade to a better loan. That's how it works, man. That's the system. Plug in, damn it. It's the American way. Dave Ramsey's like, oh, yeah, man, everybody just pay cash for your home. Fuck you. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why don't you go fire some more people because they have sex, you asshole? Okay, I got to go pee. Hold the phone. Take a break. Two people got the puck from Alpha Flight reference. Some of you guys, it was Adam and Craig. Adam and Dirk. I got the puck Alpha Flight reference. If you're into comics, you know who this is. I think, is Alpha Flight even a thing anymore? They were like Canadian superheroes. I barely remember any. They were like the Canadian Avengers. So they, which is crazy that they actually had to make Canadian superheroes. Marvel Comics is like, let's open it up, but let's try to bring in the Canadians here and make a Canadian version of the Avengers. I liked it. All right. Okay, where are we now? So basketball over the weekend. Let me just say this. I am not guy who sits there and says shitty stuff about the women's basketball at all. I will say this. I didn't watch a bit of it. And that's my fault. I honestly think that if I said, you know what, I'm going to try this. I'm going to give this a try. And I sat down and watched any of the women's basketball games, any of them, I would predict that I would like them as much as I like anything else that is competition. I like watching competition, basketball, hockey, whatever. It doesn't matter. Football, I like it. I like the drama involved, the give and take. If it's something close down to the wire, I'm in. You know, I'm an easy mark for this shit. I think I would have loved this. I think, like in the Olympics, whenever the hockey is on, I always watch the women. I like it. I absolutely like it. I think more people. You see, I'm kind of like a Renaissance man. I'm the absolute best. I will absolutely try something, and so I think I would have. Did I? No, I didn't do shit. I'm not committed enough. Okay, plus I was getting the dinner ready yesterday, but the women went down and Stanford upsets Arizona. I know you're like, I don't give a shit, I don't give a shit. Yeah, it's because you didn't try. You just didn't do it. I bet if you tried it, you'd probably like it. You'd probably enjoy what it has to offer. But, yeah, so Stanford wins it. It was, they're not going to be dunking and doing all that shit, but there's a lot of other reasons to watch it. I can't say that I don't know. I haven't watched a bit of it, but I would be willing to try it. Maybe next year. Maybe. That's all ladies want, right? They just want you to try it out. All right. So I'm not going to be a guy who sits there and just acts like an asshole because it's women. You know, I'd be willing to try. I did not, but I would be willing to try. So I like how they have it where last night is the women's, tonight is the men's. Now, Baylor beat the shit out of Houston. It looked like, you know, the LA Lakers taking on a bunch of 8-year-olds when Baylor beat Houston. It was just brutal. So they advance. And then you've got this ragtag UCLA team who at the half of the play-in game trailed Michigan State by 12 points. And from that point on, they'd been on a tear. They beat everybody in these crazy games. And again, this team sucked all year long. Sucked in the first half of the Michigan State game. And from that point on, they just flipped a switch. I don't know how they did it. So here they are against Gonzaga, who is absolutely a juggernaut. Gonzaga hasn't trailed all year. They've beat the shit out of everyone the whole year. They haven't lost a game. UCLA has no chance, right? Wrong. Oh, my God. How about that? The fact that that thing goes down to UCLA with 10 seconds left. Some dude drives in, takes a shot, no go, gets his own rebound, puts it back. And in overtime, the game is now tied. And there's just the clock is ticking down. And Gonzaga inbounds it. And the guy takes it all the way up the court. And he is okay. You got the half court line and the 3-point line. He's in the middle and he just throws it up. And it's that Suggs guy. He's a freshman. Hits the backboard and goes in. Oh my God. What the hell? That was absolutely incredible on Saturday night. Oh, was that Saturday? I think it was Saturday. Yes, it was Saturday. Unbelievable. Incredible game. Give it up for UCLA being that strong during that tournament. Man, the fact that they almost won that thing. Holy crap. That was spectacular. And this Suggs kid, how'd you like to be him? This Suggs guy for Gonzaga, he was the best because he was in high school last year. Out of high school, he was like the number one ranked football player in America and the number one ranked basketball player leaving high school. My God. Holy shit. I mean, and so he decided to play basketball. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being his mom and dad or whatever? And they're like, what? This is just, you got to realize that you're sitting on an absolute gold mine. He is going to make millions and millions of dollars, even if he sucks the second he signs his contract in the pros. Oh, what a wonderful thing. My God. Because, you know, once he gets, because he'll probably play, I don't know how long it is in college. Do you have to still play 2 years of college basketball before you can go or whatever? You know, my God. If I had a kid who was an athlete, there is no way in hell if they were like if Jim was as good at sports as this kid, I would say to him, all right, Jim, the plan is this: you're going to play for the least amount of time in college, and then you're going to stop college and go pro, and then you're never ever going to do anything with education ever again, ever. Don't waste your time; it is pointless to do anything with education. Because you need to take what you need to do with your time is take that money and give a lot of it to your dad and then go do whatever the fuck you want for the rest of your life. Don't ever let anybody tell you that, yeah, you got to go back and get your education. No, you don't. You would be special. You do not need to go and get your education. Get your education by traveling the world and seeing it, okay? I have sex with, no, I won't use Jim. Let me take Jim out of this equation. This is a hypothetical son. Have sex with anybody you know. Do whatever you want. Make sure you give your dad a lot of that money, and then off you go. But say no to your education at that point. Incredible. Okay. Let me show you this lady so you can get an idea of what we're dealing with on this story. Okay? Believe it or not, both of the two people in these ridiculous stories that I'm going to share are from Florida. Okay? So this is the mom in question, this lady. She looks kind of like one of those chicks in those really rough pornos where, you know, they just give her like a handful of drugs to get plowed repeatedly. And then, they send her on her way with, you know, maybe a couple of pot pies and $50. That's the type of lady that she looks like. So she was pissed off, this mom, Edith Riddle of Jacksonville, Florida. She shows up with her daughter to meet with the principal or something like that, because there had been some altercation in the school. Okay. And it was involving her daughter. Now, I don't know necessarily if her daughter is the bully or the other girl involved in this is the bully. I'm not positive. All we know is that she showed up to speak about, to be part of a disciplinary meeting regarding her daughter. So many questions here. The mom is 34. She walks into the meeting for the school, and she's got a boxing glove on her hand. All right? They asked her about it. She walked. It says, according to the report, Riddle had a boxing glove on her hand when she arrived at the school that day. The school officials are like, why do you have a boxing glove on? And she said, well, it got glued to my wrist, and I can't remove it. So she sits there and has a meeting on the campus with the vice principal and her daughter, and she's sitting there with a boxing glove on. Okay. That's unbelievable. And you're the vice principal. How? At this point, you'd think you'd ask some questions and maybe start to think, wait a minute here. Can you tell me more about this boxing glove? So she's sitting there. She has this ridiculous boxing glove on during the meeting with the vice principal and her daughter. Police said Riddle was leaving the school with her daughter after the meeting. But instead of leaving the campus, police said the daughter walked her out of her way through the cafeteria. They like took the long way to engage the girl, the other girl that was involved with something with her daughter. This 34-year-old mom pushed the chick in the cafeteria to the ground and started pounding her in the face while wearing the fucking boxing glove. So she's just beating the shit out of this kid with the boxing glove on. So, you know, first of all, why? Why are you wearing the boxing glove? Why? I mean, are you doing that for hand protection? Are you doing it for effect? I mean, how did the vice principal not see this coming? If you really wanted to do some damage, you might have just not used the boxing glove at all. How did the vice principal believe the story about the stupid story about gluing the boxing glove to your hand? There's so much stupidity in this story. I just can't get past it. And just the idea of an adult so wrapped up in their kids' lives. She's such a helicopter mom that she's going to go and fight another student. You know, I mean, my God, it'd be one thing if an adult did something to her daughter and then she took that person to task, but she's beating up another student. You fucking asshole. The student did suffer some injuries. The girl's parent told police she wanted to pursue criminal charges. The parent took the student to a hospital for a follow-up evaluation. Riddle, if I'm the parents of the chick beat up, I'm suing the shit out of the school and out of this mom. I'm suing everybody. Riddle was arrested and charged with one count of child abuse with personal special weapon. Records did not indicate whether Riddle has a lawyer who could comment. What a stupid-ass story. My God, what an idiot. Yeah, I can't get it off. It's glued to my hand. Get the fuck out of here. Holy shit. Only in Florida, right? You know? Okay. Hey, I want your business on the podcast. All you have to do is reach out to me, and I will tell you how it works. By the way, thank you to Shoreliner Striping for just signing up for one full year of marketing as being part of the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Thank you so much to them. And, yeah, I have meetings like this all the time. Cornhole America just signed up for another quarter of marketing. They actually increased their marketing. You'll be hearing from them every day. So this keeps happening. And the reason why is because I basically just tell people, this is what I do. I want you to be part of the show. What do you think? Well, I don't know, man. Tell me how it works. And leave that up to me. So that doesn't cost you anything other than just reaching out to me and saying, hey, tell me how it works. Eric at ericzaneshow.com, and I will do just that. TC Paintball. Wednesdays is Little League Day, okay? Get the kid, whoever the kid is, whatever. Get the neighborhood kids. They're all young. They're like, oh, man, I heard paintball hurts. Well, not when you have the low-impact guns. So the little kids are going to play with the low-impact guns. If they're new to the game, they can get used to it that way, and then maybe graduate to the big guns. It doesn't really hurt that bad. You know, a lot of the people that play on our paintball tournaments, our Eric Zane Show podcast shows, tournaments, you know, a lot of these young kids show up and they get hammered, man. And it's a point of pride when a little guy's got a welt. Holy cow. So there you go. TC Paintball, Little League is on Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Get there to sign up. Start playing at 5:30. And also for the newbies up to 18, you can play as well. It's all for the little guys, the young guys, on Wednesdays at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Go to the website, sign up, book a party. For the neighborhood kids, your pals, team building at work, bachelor party, bachelorette party for you hillbilly women. All there at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintball.com. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. If you're in West Michigan, 616-532-6600. Get your cars repaired at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. Asian, domestic, European. They do it all. Everything but Volkswagens. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. I apologize, I forgot that. And EV. They will take care of it at Irvine's. Thank you so much. They still need help. If you are an ASC certified mechanic, reach out to Irvine's about them, and maybe that could be your next big job opportunity at Irvine's. Okay. We will get to the asshole of the day. I actually already have it written down. I know who it is. And I have an email of the day brought to you by Forever Lawn West Michigan coming up. This asshole of the day. Oh, my God. So many questions. Again, a Florida man. Xavier Alexander has been arrested. Palm Beach County, sheriff there, they did some work. They released a press release that this guy, it says Xavier Alexander in the picture, and then it says, okay, his full name, Xavier Dante Alexander, 28-year-old guy. He's a school teacher. He's a fourth grade teacher at Grove Park Elementary School in Palm Beach Gardens. And he also says, hey, on the side, I moonlight as a babysitter on various websites. Now, you might think that you know where this is going. Teacher did something terrible with a fourth grader. But it's actually much worse. It is much, much worse. This is a perfect example of somebody that is taking a fast track to hell. Now, I'm not sure. There's a few questions here. I'm not entirely sure how this actually took place. But the accusation is that Xavier Alexander somehow tried to solicit sex online from a two-year-old. Did you hear that thunder? There's a lot of thunder. Rolling like thunder. Did you hear that? Right when I said solicit sex with a two-year-old, you hear thunder. Okay. A two-year-old. Did he think that he had to have been talking to a cop who was posing as a two-year-old? What? First of all, the cops pose as two-year-olds? I mean, I've heard about cops posing as underage kids, but a two-year-old? How did this happen? Or did he? Okay. Florida elementary school teachers facing charges alleging he solicited online to have sex with a two-year-old and traveled to meet the child. Okay, they're not clear. Or did he solicit it through an adult posing as a cop? Because that does happen. Or am I understanding that he thought he was talking to a two-year-old online? Because if that's the case, I mean, what the fuck? He was arrested on Thursday on felony charges of soliciting sex with a minor. Because it doesn't say, and traveling to meet a minor for sex. How old are you? Oh, I'm two. What the fuck? He's, like it said, a fourth grade teacher and a babysitter. Oh, boy. This is the type of guy who's in this line of work to be around young kids just so he can rape them. It's kind of like the priest who said, oh, man, I'm going to join the clergy so that I can be around the altar boys. The sheriff's office did not release further information about the allegations. Well, you have to. You have to reveal whether or not he thought he was talking to an actual two-year-old. Now, I cannot believe that. He had to have been thinking he was talking to some crazy adult who was posed as a cop who he believed was going to offer up his two-year-old for sex. I'll have to follow up on this one. It customarily waits for the county clerk to post the arresting deputy's report online, which happens after the defendant's initial court appearance. He was scheduled to appear later Friday, and I haven't heard anything. The Palm Beach County School District issued a statement saying it's shocked and appalled by the accusations. That's an understatement. That is cooperating with law enforcement. Hey, Eric, yeah, he's going to come on down here and burn like hell. The district said Alexander had been suspended pending the outcome of the investigation and that none of Alexander's alleged crimes occurred at school and that it notified its parents. They notified the parents. Yeah, he's not with us. He thought he was going to have sex with a two-year-old. What a strange defect. You know, I mean, we're all flawed. You know, it might be we eat too much, we drink too much, we look at porno, whatever. Whatever you may have as a defect. When it comes to defect poker, how does, my God. It makes it really, really hard for me to be opposed to the death penalty. It really does, because I am. I am opposed to the death penalty. If convicted of both charges, Alexander could get 20 years in prison. Court records do not show if he has an attorney. All right. I got to follow up on that. I got to find out how they busted that guy. Holy shit. Did he actually think he was talking to a two-year-old? All right. Got an email of the day for you from Cole in Colorado Springs. By the way, it's really worth it on the Patreon to be able to check out the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, specifically the replay of the video of, because, you know, we do it with a live audience on Zoom. And one of the high points, I think, was the discussion about Kenny's Patreon, not Patreon, his Insane Asylum list that he produced for me. And, you know, I need to stress that Kenny put a lot of time into this. He had all the, hey, man, if you cue in at the 24-second mark, man, that's when it really kicks in. You know, he really went the extra mile. And it was bad because I didn't have time to, even if it was a good list, I didn't have time to curate anything for the show, the Insane Asylum, so I used old music. So When he saw that I published the show without any of his songs, he assumed the worst. But that wasn't true. But there was some other glaring issues with the list. If I had been able to do it, I probably would have used very little of it. And I even said to him, I go, I'm probably going to use very little of this list. And he was shocked. And he was not happy. So we got into it about this list. And I ended up listening to a lot of the songs on the list. And they really stunk. They were bad. And you see, it's just another example of we just have different tastes in music. He thinks shitty music is good. And I think that his shitty music is shitty. And man, my God, I'm talking to him and he's on the, he was seething. He was seething. So what I'm going to do is I am going to take that list of songs and I'm going to, it's not going to be on the radio, but I am going to do a Patreon only Insane Asylum hosted by Kenny, but it's not going to be Kenny. It's going to be me doing Kenny, man. Hey, man, hey, what's up? This is me, Kenny, with you on the Insane Asylum. Oh, my God, this song makes me weep. It's called Corn in My Shit. It's by Rectal Fudge, man. You're going to love it. It's the Insane Asylum on Q100, man. So I'm going to do that and play the songs, okay? So the idea is he's a DJ. Now, in this, I can bust out other voices that can help him with it. So it would, he could have, like, his sidekick could be Jessica. And they could have conversations about the music. And it opens up a whole new thing that we can write out and work on. So add that to the list of things to do. And I can't commit to when this is going to happen. Because I'm always just so, like I said, this is why I can't make cooking videos. But we stumbled upon the idea on it. And you, first of all, you got to watch the Patreon with Ben and me and all the folks and Kenny on the Zoom. And he's driving around and he's got his phone on his dash and you can see him fucking muttering like he wants to kill me. He's so pissed. And then so this led to just a whole fucking beat up session of hilarity about Kenny and his music choices, which, oh my God. So, all right. I just wanted to throw that out there. I bring it up because Cole from Colorado Springs on the email of the day sent me another Insane Asylum list and I'm looking at it and it's pretty good. So Cole has been featured before. Cole's email of the day is brought to you by Forever Lawn West Michigan. Synthetic lawn for your, I should say synthetic grass for your business or your home. Call for an estimate or reach out to them for an estimate. ForeverLawn.com/WMI. Could be a putting green they install. It could be canine grass. Could be something for a landscaping motif or whatever it is you're working on for a business. Or maybe just your house. People do install synthetic grass nowadays into their homes. A new construction, maybe on an old, a retrofitting onto your existing home. And it's guaranteed. So it's increasing the value of your home. Maybe just bend their ear and see and have them tell you how it works. ForeverLawn.com/WMI. Okay. Cole writes this. Hey, Zane, first of all, happy Easter. Hope you had a great day with the family. Yep, sure did. Hope you did too. I'd like to give you my thoughts. And by the way, if you ever hear something after the fact and you think, oh, it's too late, I can't really add to it now, please, I like to come back to these things. It's cool. I'd like to give you my thoughts on a few topics you talked about over the last few weeks. First, the shooting, Boulder, Colorado, King Soopers. My heart goes out to all the victims and families and anyone that was affected by it. Well, of course. It's terrible that things like this happen. I live in Colorado. We've had a few of these instances over the years. The Batman Theater shooting, Aurora, 2012. After that, I applied for my concealed carry license right that Monday morning. At that time, it was something I had thought about for a while. I grew up with guns, and I already had a bunch, so why not carry? After taking the classes and paying the fees to the state, I got my concealed carry, and I have a gun on me every day for almost a decade now. And God forbid, if I'm ever in a situation like that, I'll do my best to kill the bad guy before he kills me. But a lot of people need to realize we are responsible for our own safety. Laws cannot protect you. Colorado already has universal background checks and high-capacity magazine bans that they passed after the Batman Theater shooting. And another law that Colorado has, it's called Murder is Illegal. And yet bad guys, you know what they do? They don't follow the laws, Zane. Not everyone is capable of carrying a gun for a number of reasons. But if you can, you should. You're responsible for your own safety. Don't rely on anyone else. Let me just say that that is absolutely amazing and perfect. I love his point of view on that, and I think it's smart, and I agree with it 100% and wholeheartedly. And if there is ever a time in my easily swayed view of the world that somebody actually gets through to me about guns and starts to convince me that gun control, further gun control and gun laws are the way to go, something like what Cole just said brings me right back. I agree with you, Cole, and I think you make some great points. He then says, I don't want this to be so long, so I'll have a few quick things on the other stuff. Do not raise minimum wage. I think you've been swayed in the right direction on that now for a number of reasons that you've heard. If anyone out there still wants it raised, go fuck yourself. Okay, O'Neill's making noise. I'll turn up O'Neill's mic. Oh, shit. It's not near him. He moved. Sorry. Never mind. Next time. All right. Then he says, you talked about Lil Nas X and the devil Nike shoes and whatever. I don't care about any of that, but you said you don't know who he is. Yes, you do. And the funny thing is, I realized it after. He sings Old Town Road with Billy Ray. I turned on the NHL Network the other night, and it was on an AHL game between the Lehigh Valley Phantoms and the Hershey Bears. I love that you're watching AHL games. Yeah, I forgot that that was the guy who did that. They had all the Lehigh Valley TV people on because they were the home team. We need a Griffins home game on the NHL Network so Zane can entertain on a national stage. I think they are. No, I take that back. They're on AHL TV. He says, you'd be better than the Lehigh Valley Clowns, that's for sure. And finally, here's another list for the Insane Asylum. Okay, so I see Kid Rock. You know I'm going to include that. AC/DC. You know I'm going to include that. The Tragically Hip. Yes. Tom Petty. Yes, but it's such a common song, Running Down a Dream. Everlast, Saving Grace. Yes. Jane's Addiction. Probably. Dire Straits, Walk of Life. I don't know. I kind of think that's a bullshit song. The Cult, Love Removal Machine. Probably. Living Color, Cult of Personality, probably. Headstones, I've liked all their songs so far, so probably. Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak, maybe. Van Halen, Pound Cake, maybe. George Thorogood, probably. Hell Yeah, Alcohol and Ass. I don't know that song. I know Kenny would probably like it. I think I will have to check that one out, probably. The Refreshments, probably. Primus, probably. 5440, don't know. Big Wreck, don't know. Weezer, Pork and Beans, maybe. Poison, Unskinny Bop, hell no. Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, yes. Theory of a Dead Man, I don't know. Foo Fighters, maybe. Temple of the Dogs, Say Hello to Heaven, I hate that song. So pretty good. There you go. It is time for the sponsored by JM Synthetics and TC Paintball, that moment in the show where we announce the asshole of the day. Kenny's bitching. No, screw it. I can't even go there. It's going to get me distracted. The asshole of the day. It's got to be the pedophile teacher. The guy who arranged to have sex with a two-year-old. That's the guy that is your asshole of the day, without a doubt. It has to be. However, you would have to think that I would have considered Lady at Meijer, who I just wanted her to tell me where the frozen fish was. She was an asshole. Boxing glove mom, she was a problem. And that's about it. All right, that is it. That is your Eric Zane Show podcast for this, the 5th of April, 2021. I appreciate you for the time enjoying the show. We'll do it again tomorrow. I would love you to be part of the Patreon bonus podcast, which accompanies this one each and every day. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, folks, till next time. Bye-bye.